Welcome. This is Halcyon. Welcome to Hug Nation. Today I want to talk about the differences between transformational festivals and Burning Man regional events, 10 principles-based events. I just got back from Symbiosis. Amazing! And actually, I'm really glad that I decided last minute to go and people made it very easy, and because I had made a decision after going to LIB, Lightning in a Bottle, that I think that I am done with festivals and wanted to focus my energy on 10 principles events. Burning Man, regionals, you know, there's so many amazing regionals around the world now that I just, after going to Blazing Swan in Australia, I was like, oh my gosh, like, there's so much magic happening here. There's so much energy. There's so much, like, that my calling, my purpose, my joy in talking about how the magic and how the experiences of these events can transform our lives, not just at the events, but in the default world. Like, that's so much a part of what I'm called to do that going to these events around the world just felt like, that's what I need to be doing. And then when I went to LIB, I struggled there. And there's a lot of reasons for that. One, I went by myself. I camped by myself. And I was a little sick under the weather. And so that had a significant impact on how much I enjoyed it. I appreciated it. I was so in awe of the organizers and all the artists and all the people who contributed their art. But it just didn't click with me. That's not a criticism of the event, just where I felt like I was at. And so I had made this decision that I was going to be kind of done with traditional festivals. Traditional, not traditional, but, you know, these transformational festivals that have kind of born and spun off of the Burning Man inspiration over the last few years. 10 years, maybe, I guess. When I first started going to Burning Man, there was just Burning Man. And then you waited a year to go back. I guess there's exceptions. Like I still have magical times at Lucidity every year, and I'm not closed off to them. It's just I feel like I'm more drawn to Burning Man related events, and specifically because of the 10 principles and how impactful it can be, specifically about the participation, and that there is not an organizer, and I'll get more into that. So, when I decided to go to Symbiosis, it was because many people said, oh, you gotta go to Symbiosis. There's so much art, there's so much, you know, the energy, the vibration, the heart openness is so amazing there, and that I found that to be incredibly true. And over the course of the weekend there, I really was focusing on and trying to learn and trying to kind of digest and maybe categorize and figure out, like, what are the gifts, what are the magical things about a transformational festival and how it might compare or contrast or be different than the 10 principles. And I came to the conclusion that they're both incredibly powerful tools for our growth. And I'm still heavily weighted in my own personal preference and the impact potential of the Burning Man 10 Principles events. I still feel is more significant, and I'll explain why. Lately, I have been really focused on this idea that we're all artists, and we all have these gifts to share, and we all have some seed of muse, inspiration, magic, creativity inside us, and it is different. You know, all this thing, oh, you're a unique snowflake. Yes, because we all have this different way, and some people's gift is specific and genius in some type of, like, physical creation of sculpture or drawing or painting, and some's is in the way that they are body workers and masseuses, and some is in the way that they listen, and some is the way that they parent, some is the way that they are supportive to their friends. I mean, that we all have these creative, artistic magic in us that when we get out of the way, when we can clear out the scripts of our socialization and our upbringing, and we can let this stuff come out of us, our true self, then we play our role in the grand cosmic theater, in the grand unfolding, in the grand plan that is known only to those that we cannot express, the Tao, God, and we play our role in the expression of the divine. And so this idea that we are all artists and the power of a participant-driven event to shift our heads from our identity as a consumer, as a receiver of entertainment, to a self-identity of one who is an artist, one who is part of the creation, one who is a host to this grand expression. That is so huge. And that's what Burning Man does so beautifully. Because when you start to get that there is no stage and there is no audience, there is no division, there are, you know, incredible artists and musicians and DJs and whatever, but they are peers. These are not the paid professionals who are giving us art as we receive art. They are just one expression of the creative divine magic. And we are all expected, entitled, empowered to allow our genius out, however that might be. And so that little shift is actually massive. Lately, I've been tuning into how that shift is actually spiritual. It is bigger than any one of us. It is bigger than our planet. It is bigger than everything. It is the shift from kind of this cage, this bondage of our divine truth to the expression of our divine truth. So, I don't know if I can overstate the significance and the power of that. And in that shift, you know, we start to get into the flow. Life starts to get much easier and effortless, and we start to kind of become aware that even our challenges and our struggles are part of this perfection, this unfolding that we just need to surrender to. You know, float more, steer less. That is the directions. That is all we need to do when we are allowing that to come through us. So that is, to me, the massive significance of Burning Man. Connected to that is, you know, all the other principles and how they are kind of accentuate that, like gifting and how it teaches us or lets us experience the joy of giving joy to someone else. That changes everything as well. Immediacy. These are all these kind of pieces to this shift to being present, allowing our truth to be expressed. And in that is, it's the cure to so much anxiety, so much insecurity, so much fear, is in that surrender and in that trust and in that alignment with our heart and truth. So with so much of that amazingness coming through from 10 Principles events, I kind of started to get a little less enthusiastic about traditional or transformational festivals that have the more traditional model of a producer who curates the entertainment and then the people who buy tickets to experience the entertainment. And that line has gotten blurry as events like LIB and Symbiosis and Lucidity, as they bring in more and more and more people to share their art with through speakers and through painters and through musicians. And what was so cool about Symbiosis is the amount of weird stuff that they put in the nooks and crannies. They were all paid troops and entertainers and shenanigans creating organizations, but there was just wacky stuff everywhere. And it turned the whole vibe into a much more Burning Man-y kind of feeling, where you just never know where the stage ends and where the participation begins, and there's a lot of things that invited everybody into that expression. One of my favorite expressions like that was the Who Wants to Go to the Bathroom game, where in front of a bank of porta potties, these people set up a table and put these four buzzers on it. And then so the line to use a bathroom was exactly the same, except instead of just like queuing up and waiting your turn, four people at a time would get in front of these buzzers, and then somebody would ask questions. And when you got the question right, you would kind of go past the table.
Next year, everybody get up here. The next question is it your birthday today?
Yes! It's my fucking
birthday! Yes, it's your birthday! Everyone, can we sing for chocolate?
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
The longer we sing this, the more they have to go to the bathroom. The higher the stakes become in our game show. Who wants to go to the bathroom, folks?
Exactly the same weight. It's just that it made the experience of getting in line for the porta potty an interactive, fun, wacky, silly one. And I was like, bravo, bravo. And I think what I realized was the real gift of a festival like this. And this extends to, you know, so many festivals, even if it's just music, is that it gives people this safe container to treat one another as family. And that is, it's a different direction of gift and magic and transformational self-identity change. But getting a place to practice what it's like to love a stranger, to share with a stranger, to, you know, if you catch eye contact with somebody, introduce yourself and hug, and just kind of this immediate bond and trust with another human being. Because that's so scary in the default world. And there's so many times when we get burned for doing that. So having an opportunity to practice that and having an opportunity to like feel that magical, family, loving, trusting, we got each other's back and we'll support each other and lift each other. And that just is such a powerful, crack-opening feeling. And I think that the more we practice that, the more we can be kind of courageous to do that in the default world, even when we don't get it reflected in the same way. Because we start to change our self-identity. We don't trust somebody because they're going to trust us back. We don't give to them because they're going to give to us back. We trust and we give and we love because... because it's who we are. And we no longer need a tit for tat. We no longer need payment or reinforcement, or we don't need a reward or a carrot to do nice things. We do nice things because it's who we are. And we end the day with this feeling of being in alignment with our true selves. It is that same magic flowing through us, except not in a creation and an expression of our creativity, in an expression of our heart. And so I have rescinded my criticisms of transformational festivals and instead see now how magical and how powerful and how impactful that community experience can be. You get those same experiences at Burning Man, but actually sometimes it can actually be a little bit harder at Burning Man because you have such diverse expressions and you have lovey-lovey, pink heart, you know, red lightning, Loveland, these kind of groups and camps that are all about heart expression. And you also have groups that are aggressive and snarky and, you know, maybe not so friendly. And so maybe these transformational festivals that are so focused on family and connection, and maybe those are actually better for that trusting, heart-opening space. So I guess different tools for different jobs, different experiences for different heart-opening magic. So I guess I will continue to experience both as much as I can, with a maybe more heavily weighted emphasis on 10 principles events, ideally international ones. And I think that more has to do with my connection and my calling and my feeling of where my purpose is. So if you are on the fence about what you are called to attend, I would say yes. And in fact, my experiences are in Burning Man events and transformational festivals, but there are a near infinite number of gatherings where people come together and support each other and treat each other like family. Whether you're a juggalo, or whether you are a knitter, or whether you are a Comic-Con person, or whether you are a furry, or whatever is your thing, as you express yourself in that way and get together with communities of people that support one another, that same cracking open, that same magic can happen. So I speak to the experiences that are my experiences, but I hope that if you do not feel called to go to Burning Man or a transformational festival, that you recognize that those experiences are unique to you, and following your heart and truth is the path to that growth. Even if you are already deep in that path, attending those things is your way to give back, is your way to share and invite other people into this transformational process and into this heart opening and into this trusting and this loving. So sometimes people will say, like, oh, I went to Burning Man for a few years, but then I got everything out of it that I could. There was no longer anything for me. And I was like, what? Like, I think you missed the most important thing, which is that you're a part of it, and your gifts are what make it up. And if you feel like you're done getting stuff from the experience, then it's when to sink in and go deep into giving. And that's when you exponentially receive, as you become one of the givers, one of the teachers, we're all in that role. But the deeper you sink into it, I think the more rewarding and the more magical the experience can be. And I think that you see that at transformational festivals too. You see all these people who like make signs and make outfits and do little musical performances here and there. And it's that same experience of like, oh, the more I am into this, the more I want to contribute. I certainly feel that way. I people will sometimes say, man, do you ever get away from Pink Heart? Do you ever get away from camp? I mean, you get to experience much of the burn. Like, man, what a bummer. Like, that's too bad. I mean, and I'm like, whoa. If I could stay awake 24 hours a day and host in Pink Heart and get to give to people and get to host and feel people's reflection of what they're receiving in love, I would do it constantly, because it is so amazing. It is so rewarding. It is so... Now, I do take breaks to go look at some art and do some dancing, but often when I'm out looking at things and dancing, I'm like, I want to go back and, give more water. I want to go back and hug more people at camp. I want to go back and give more. So... And speaking of giving, at Symbiosis, I spent a huge portion of my time there at the Hug Deli. Now, the Hug Deli is created by Mikey, and it is, he sets it up and he leaves aprons there, and then anybody is welcome to come work it. And the way it's set up is it's got this menu of hugs, like warm and fuzzy hug, long and comfortable hug, gangsta hug. And every hug costs 2 compliments. And it is so fun as people walk by, you're like, you want a hug? Hug's here, get your hugs. And people are like, walk up and they're like, I'll take a hug. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry. They cost 2 compliments. And people go, what do they cost? I'm like, they cost 2 compliments. People go, oh, I like your hat. And then often they'll slow down and stop, and then they'll like really look in my eyes and be like, "And you seem like a really kind person." And then share a hug. And obviously, I love hugging. I love giving hugs. I usually try to discourage people from getting a gangsta hug or a Beverly Hills air kiss hug, because my specialty is the warm and fuzzy. So I would often try to be like, "Well, you know, I highly recommend it." Or sometimes they even say like, "Ooh, we're all out of gangsta hugs right now. I'm sorry about that." But with all this music and art around, it was so hard for me to leave the opportunity to just hug strangers. Whatever journeys you're on, whatever events you attend, whatever experiences you seek out and have on your path of self-discovery and heart opening and surrendering to the flow of your truth and your divine nature and your creative muse, I am so honored to share this journey with you. I'm grateful for your courage, for who you are and who you're becoming. You're perfect. Thank you for being you. I love you.